Back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and I'm joined here today by Perry Wiggins, Governor's Military Council Executive Director here. I wanted to talk with you here and get your thoughts. It's been in the news this week. Obviously, the former President George H.W. Bush passing away last Friday, and his funeral was yesterday. And I know he had a military background. He's a military hero from World War II here, and just wanted to get your thoughts on the man.
Yeah, what a celebration of, I believe, the greatest generation. You know, Tom Brokaw wrote that book. And if you look at George Bush, I think he is the epitome of what Tom Brokaw outlined in that book. Americans that saw their life as a service to the nation, and what could they do and put service before self. The guy is just incredible. I mean, just the handwritten notes to all the individuals that he wrote them out to and who he touched, not just mentally, but in the heart. I mean, he literally held positions in our nation that I don't believe anybody else will ever replicate, the amount of important positions that he held. But the most important, I think, is as an 18-year-old raising his right hand and swearing to defend the nation. And unfortunately, we're losing over 1,100 World War II veterans a day. We're not going to have a lot around. And so I think what's even more incredible for this nation is I think our young people can learn a lot from them. And I really recommend people that know a World War II veteran to sit down with them and ask them their story, because I guarantee it's probably as impressive as our 41st president.
Yeah, you know, and there's so much media coverage on that this week, and some may think, oh, is it too much? But I don't think it's enough here, because you're celebrating the life of somebody who gave so much service to the country, not only as president, vice president. I know he served in the Senate, I think, for quite a while.
And CIA.
CIA, yeah, that's right.
You know, the bottom line for me is, if you want to know the measure of a person, you take a look at the family. And, you know, he's had a son that was a president of the United States. He's had a son that was a governor. He has sons that are professional or very successful businessmen. And, you know, that family is such a institution. It's just incredible to watch. But, yeah, some people will absolutely probably say, well, it's a little over the top. But for me, I think what it does is it recognizes the values, the principles, the institutions, the United States. And I think it's brought us back to a center point that says serving the nation is important, and how we do it is equally important. And that if you put the nation before self, then you're probably doing it right. You know, and the other thing is people aren't inherently evil. We have a tendency today to look at somebody who's a part of a different tribe, and we categorize them as sort of this evil. It's not. We all have to row together. And I think he was the epitome of saying we got to work across aisles. We have to work at issues that affect Americans and get at solutions. And so I'm glad to see that we got a focus like this, because I think what it does is it reminds us as Americans that, you know, with all the petty stuff out there, we need to focus on the more important stuff. And I think his service to this nation was the bedrock, that really the cornerstone for him. And for a guy to get shot down, do a Mayday radio call, he's right off the coast of a Japanese-occupied island. I guarantee you when that U.S. sub popped up, there wasn't probably a happier guy on earth, right? And, you know, they have that on film, by the way. People don't realize. You can go back and look at it. That's George Bush being pulled out of the water. They have on film being pulled onto a submarine. Hmm. And the guy later on becomes president of the United States. That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go give that a watch. I didn't realize that was
absolutely.
On film.
That's him.
That's great. You know, and you talked about losing this generation here. That more and more are dying every day here, unfortunately. Time progresses here. One of those that saluted him this week was right here from Kansas, Senator Bob Dole. Did you get a chance to see that video?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bob Dole is just an incredible American. And I think, once again, if you take a look at a guy who is in a wheelchair that was assisted up, and I'm sure at his insistence, and then saluted, and then people don't realize he saluted with his left hand, because I'm not sure he could salute with his right hand. But he paid respect to a guy he ran against for president for that particular party. And he had such great respect that he paid the ultimate respect. It to me is incredible. I tell you, my dad, one of the greatest memories I have is my dad, when I was a Cub Scout, took us to a nursing home and had us meet all the veterans in the nursing home and present them a flag. And I still remember that to this day. But, you know, they all want to tell their stories. Some of them haven't told their stories even to their families. Because, you know, they just did what they did because that's what they did. And they went off. Some of them served and stayed away from home for 4 years, came home, rolled up their sleeves, built the United States into the greatest nation on this earth, and built Japan and Germany into the greatest nations on this earth, the truth be told, and didn't ask for nothing in return. That's the Bob Doles of the world as well.
Yeah. We're forever indebted to them.
You know, I've been a Bob Dole fan for all my life. You know, I grew up near Abilene, and of course, you know, the Eisenhower and Dole thing. I think that a lot of people have had so much respect for Dole, but that was about the most profound image that I can remember of maybe any funeral other than JFK Jr. saluting his father as his casket rode by in that parade. It was such, in a JFK lingo, profile and courage.
Absolutely.
And that's something that, you know, I think a lot of us here in Kansas who have had a lot of memories of Bob Dole aren't surprised. But it's something that I think a lot of us view as we're really proud of that man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and like you said, you know, they were kind of a nemesis to each other, you know, when they were in the political world. But wow, that was an extremely moving moment.
Yeah, you know, that's a point where a World War II veteran recognized a World War II veteran as well. You know, a lot of people don't know, but if you go to Washington D.C., and I recommend Kansans go to Washington D.C., go to the World War II monument. It wouldn't be there without Bob Dole. Kansans, absolutely, and you hit it on the head. Kansans ought to be proud because he did Kansas proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I did find that video and am posting it onto the K-Man Facebook page.
Perfect.
Of George Bush being pulled from the sea after he was shot down.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know it. That's him.
I've never seen that before, so thanks for sharing that.
Yep.
Yeah. What a great thing here, and obviously, you know, a celebration of his life this week. More than mourning here, and it's been more of a celebration, I feel, of his life. And, you know, politics aside, whatever your beliefs are here, you got to respect the man, and that we've seen quite a bit of that here this week. So.
Yeah, and I think rightfully so. But I wish Americans and Kansas would have an understanding that there are thousands of those type of individuals that reside right here in Kansas, that are in nursing homes, are veterans that have their story to tell that are, in my opinion, equally great Americans and heroes. And their story needs to be told as well. And, you know, go visit them. Go see them. You know, we don't just have to do it on Veterans Day, you know, and don't wait till Memorial Day to recognize our veterans. That's a little too late. But, you know, George Bush, just like I said, he's an example, and I think it highlights the fact that we have heroes walking among us. They're in Walmarts. They're walking, you know, in the malls. They're on the streets. And it doesn't hurt us to pay this type of respect to those veterans as well.
Yeah. Well, and you said with the holidays here, you know, that's one sacrifice a lot of servicemen and servicewomen make here is not being with their families at the holidays here. I'm just curious, if people want to reach out, maybe send a care package, is it too late to do that, or can you still do that?
No, you can still do that. You know, it has just as much, I think, meaning coming on a January or February than it does on a December. But, yeah, you know, you bring up a great point. I remember being in Desert Storm and getting a care package from a complete stranger that, you know, really reached me and hit me in the heart. And I remember when I redeployed, I went and visited that particular school. It was a school that did it, and a teacher. And I visited her class to say thank you. Because, you know, soldiers we're the greatest military on this earth because we serve the greatest citizens on this earth. And you're right. Some of them are 1,000 miles away, standing on point for the nation. We shouldn't forget that.
All right. Well, we're out of time here, Perry.
Yep.
Thanks so much. What a great great insight here that you provided. And we'll talk to you again, I guess, next month.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
How is deer hunting for you?
Not going too well. The deer are winning.
Uh-oh. Had to check.
Yeah, that's a sore.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Moving right along, tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Karen Hibbard with the Manhattan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Also, John Jobe with K-State Research and Extension. He's the Riley County 4-H agent, and we'll also visit with Riley County EMS crews. Talk about fill the ambulance. So that's tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, which tomorrow, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. CBS News is next.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve K.